Medical missionary work. There was a time when in America the cause of God was in distressing need of help to work the new fields. The work struggled against difficulties and opposition of every type. Wherever it was received, the entrance of truth was a blessing. The truth elevated the debased, reformed the wrongdoer, educated the ignorant, comforted the mourner, restrained the tyranny of slavery, and liberated those that were bound. It introduced reforms in varied lines. The truth presented as it is in Jesus won a place in the world's confidence, and it should have gone forward, attaining victory after victory. The present truth for the time made its way by teaching men to search the scriptures. It attracted the attention of scientific inquirers, of seekers for truth in all lines. Physical reforms, intellectual and moral advantages, were presented in rays of divine light. Wherever the light of truth has penetrated from America to other countries and souls have been converted to the truth, the same results have been seen. The evidence will follow the entrance of truth into new territories. In all these fields, the medical missionary work was to be connected with the gospel ministry. In new portions of the Lord's vineyard, the foreign countries where prejudice is strong and the habits of the people have become stereotyped, the truth could not at first be presented in all its decided points. The medical missionary work must prepare the way for the truth to find entrance. Then the Bible truth should be presented by judicious men, men who are fitted to carry the work because they themselves are worked by the Holy Spirit. Then reforms would be seen. The working of truth will be manifest in elevating the debased, restraining tyranny, liberating the bondmen, and reforming public administrations. Had the work in Africa been carried forward as it should have been, the present war would not have been as it now is. The presentation of Bible truth, accompanied by the medical missionary work, would have found favor with the people who, if properly treated, are not treacherous and cruel. The truth received by them would have worked changes more decided than have been revealed in a so-called Christian nation that have had the gospel preached to them. Ms. 178, 1899.